Then what happens? Rishi. Right at the beginning of this book, paragraph 1. So they will go to the height of the truth. But even then, there is no spring. We're talking about culture. They have to come back. Do you remember right at the beginning, he said Isamuddin was at the highest level of seeking the truth, blah, 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 blah. Without the spring, doesn't matter. When he comes back, because whoever finds the truth will think about one thing and one thing only. Letting other people know about it. The artist, when the inspiration comes, they don't like the work. They don't want to work. Some of them, they hate the work. But they are forced to, because they cannot go to bed. They cannot sleep. They cannot ignore it. We believe that, yes, they are just the instruments. Lucky them, they are an instrument of that good deed. But look at the life of the best one to me. I love Mozart. Look at his life. Do you envy him? Do you want me to have the same life? To die in youth, in misery. He had a miserable life. And all that misery was for what?
To bring beauty to
for me. Me admiring it now, after so many years that he's dead. Yes, to let beauty wants to come out. And that's it. Hafez will say it in the best way ever. Dar azal پرتو حسنت ز تجلی دم زد عشق پیدا شد و آتش به همه عالم زد. It's a poem. Could you keep quiet? It's a poem, one of the best in Persian language. And it starts that in the before time. A little glimpse of your beauty, breathed in a way to appear. Then love happened and burned everything in this universe. It's so lovely, and it goes through the real understanding in this wisdom of how we are created. Creator didn't decide to create us. He didn't need to create us. The nature of beauty is grabbing the eyes, jumping out. So a little bit of his beauty jumped out. Love was here and everything was burning out. The intelligence wanted to make a torch out of this. Suddenly some thunder of none of this, which is ghayrat, stopped everything in the middle of action, because love is not something for intelligence to understand or talk about. This is the subject we want to talk about. This is something you should understand, really, that your essence is the stuff in your heart, not in your mind. And you got it from messengers. Countless messengers. He started from Adam and Eve, came down to the people you never heard of. He came even to Charchi, which is one fellow from Char. Yes, he's one of those saints. But name after name after name after name, because this is what it is. The essence of this passion is cultivated. Therefore, if you are sitting on the wall, you will not get anything. You should come down from your wall. The essence is not something you could touch, but you could influence it through the form. That's why we talk about the form. Then we started to explain this form and essence. First of all, he said, look around you. Everything has a form. So form is in a way the existence. But with form, there is a problem of time. The beginning and the end in form is in a way clear. In essence, it's not. It is the opposite. It starts with a thought, then it happens. This is through us. He said an architect will think about the house, then will bring all the stuff, then will build the house. So we'll start from the essence, then we make the form. So it's not that normal stuff, form, then another form, cause and effect. No. To us, we know something else. Yes, time-wise, at the end you will grab the apple. But at the beginning somebody thought about that apple. And he said, there are two universes. One, we call it kul, means the major one. Then this one is the lesser one. And remember, form and essence are like egg and the chicken. So it's a process over there. But to you, you should remember something. There is no not doing. Even when you don't do anything, you're doing something. You're becoming couch potato, maybe. So we don't believe in not doing. He said, you cannot sit inactive for one moment till some badness or goodness has issued from you. So, we are in a way forced to create the little stuff that will change in me. So you are creating yourself. You could create it carefully or carelessly, your choice. If you want to create it carefully, remember this. This word and the other word are forever giving birth. Every cause is a mother, the effect is the child from it. So, the creation, do you remember his creation? His creation happened in a split second, right? There was no time. Yes, of course, it took 6 days to do something, one day to do something else. And in our belief, the beauty jumped out. Everything was there. How we say it in Arabic?
What do you want to say in Arabic?
Kun fayakun. Means be, therefore it was. Our creation is not the same. We are not the same. Our creation is constant. Every single moment you're creating yourself. By learning this you will change, right? And that change fellow will change you tomorrow. Look at the irony that we are ever changing and creating ourselves. This is the problem of our form and essence. Because intelligence believes in cause and effect. So if there is no cause, there is no effect. In our path, no cause, oh, you're lost. There should be the cause. And there should be the effect. And you have to do it. So you cannot sit idle. and this universe is like this. Then he finished almost the story. He said, I don't know if the king saw in this second slate something or didn't. I'm sure he saw something. Anyhow, let's cut it short. He arrived to the conclusion of this story. The conclusion is something to remember, because he started that pass bida. So understand this. Know then that a fair and goodly form with bad qualities is not worth a penny. When you're talking about form and the essence, we said these are two related stuff, right? They work together, right? But this one without the other one is worthless. Means form needs the essence to be worthy. Good form with no essence is not worth it. Why? I'll try to make you remember this. Imagine the wine drinking. I love Hafez because he solved everything with wine and bar, because it's the best way to explain it to a normal fellow. Even a drunk fellow will understand it. I have got a very old, fantastic wine. And I have it here. Do you think that I will pour it in a filthy cup? You bring out the filthy cup and I will pour it in that one? Should I? So the cup is important. It shouldn't be filthy. It should be clean, nice looking, lovely glass, okay? What is worthy that lovely glass if it is empty? Suddenly nothing. When the wine is here, yeah. That's the form, this is the essence. If there is no essence, the good form, it's irrelevant. And though the form be despicable and unpleasing, yet when his disposition is good, die at his feet. Did you notice something changed here? The first one was talking like an example, like a cop. Second one was talking about a human being. He. Not the cop, not only the instrument. If there is a he, and this he doesn't have a good form, but contains the lovely essence, you should die on the feet of that fellow. Means we go to that extreme to say to us, the only worthy stuff is the essence. Yes, we accept the role of the form, we work with the form, we explain it, but at the end of the day, to us, the only thing worthy is the essence. And the essence of the human being is the message. We understand the message. Do you remember how the book started? Said, listen. Listen to these stories, because this is the essence of our passion and our feeling. The face, the form, will go away, will die out.